The city of Sitka has thrown its support behind a pilot program to create a tribally run ferry service in the northern panhandle. Prior to its vote this week, the Sitka Assembly had postponed action three times previously on the so-called Short Sea Initiative while it wrestled with a basic problem. The tribal government launching the effort is Juneau's Tlingit and Haida Central Council, which has yet to solidify an agreement with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The repositioning of the ferry Leconte as a Juneau-based dayboat following its 2004 grounding was a major setback for transportation between Sitka and the neighboring villages of Cake, Angoon, and Hoonah. Restoring that service has been a high priority for local government, which has discussed creating a port authority to run its own ferries, modeled along the lines of the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, which serves Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. A proposal by the Tlingit and Haida Central Council for a $5 million pilot program to meet just this need has been well received in Sitka, especially since it would utilize a local contractor, Allen Marine. But Sitka's tribal government, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, is understandably cautious. STA Councilman George Ridley presented the Assembly with a letter dated September 8 from Council Chairman Woody Widmark, stating that the tribe did not yet have enough information to support the project.
Everybody wants it. You know, it's just the way it's going to be done.
Ridley was joined by Jerry Hope, the transportation manager for the STA.
It's a great concept, and it, as the letter had identified, speaks to some of the critical concerns of access and transportation in and out of Sitka in terms of service transportation. However, there is a critical negative downside that we need to be very cautious about.
Hope holds a seat on the Governor's Marine Transportation Advisory Board. He pointed out questions in Chairman Widmark's letter regarding Tlingit and Haida's interaction with the Marine Highway System and the effect of the pilot program on state ferry service to the villages. Perhaps most important, the chairman's letter objected to Tlingit and Haida's intention to claim inventory in the traditional territory of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Inventory, in this case, refers to transportation facilities eligible for Indian Reservation Roads funding from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Yet another postponement of the resolution seemed likely to allow the Sitka Tribe and Tlingit and Haida time to reach an agreement. However, Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams thought it might be possible to move forward in a way that demonstrated strong support for both the project and the sovereign rights of the local tribe.
If we could put some sort of an amendment to this resolution, this is good for the city, and I think it'd be something that could be critically important to a local business of ours that is a great community business that's going to suffer a downturn in tourism, being Allen Marine. I want to support it, but I'd like to see some sort of amendment or something that would just put a qualifier in there that we do not support reducing formula dollars that are received by STA for transportation purposes as attached to this resolution. I think we could do it in a fashion that doesn't sink this idea.
The Assembly crafted a pair of amendments to the resolution. The first, that a memorandum of understanding between Tlingit and Haida and the Sitka Tribe to resolve uncertainty was essential to the pilot project. And the second, that the Sitka Tribe's federal transportation funding must be sustained. George Ridley and Jerry Hope had earlier in the evening urged delay. Hope now indicated that the addition of the amendments would strengthen the Sitka Tribe's ability to keep T&H at the table.
One fear is that if you adopt the overall resolution tonight, that there will be no incentive for Tlingit and Haida to work with Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Now, there might be some promises of City Assembly members to hold them to their word, but once you pass the resolution, you don't have any more leverage. So it would be really important to keep this amendment into the resolution.
Finally, there was some concern on the Assembly that the amendments were too prescriptive and inappropriately bound the sovereign tribal governments to an agreement that they may not reach. In the end, the economic opportunity represented by a trial ferry project and its limited nature outweighed those fears. The Assembly's vote on the amended resolution was unanimous. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.